Late last week, the Obama administration paused the development of an oil pipeline in North Dakota following protests by the Standing Rock Sioux and other tribes from around the nation. Standing Rock Sioux are afraid the pipeline could contaminate their water. Over the weekend in Anchorage, a group also gathered to protest the pipeline, but many of them said they weren't there to protest all oil development. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk was there.
About 60 demonstrators gathered in downtown Anchorage on Saturday to sing, dance, and carry signs. They were there to support the Standing Rock Sioux tribe in their fight against the Dakota Access oil pipeline. The demonstrators in Anchorage say the pipeline developer isn't listening to the Standing Rock Sioux's voices. But because oil is such a big part of Alaska's economy, some demonstrators said protesting the North Dakota pipeline wasn't as simple as being for or against oil. Kelly Reed organized the demonstration.
This organization, this demonstration, is not opposed to oil. Oil production on the North Slope has been very beneficial for Native Alaskans who live up there. However, what we are objecting to is a silencing of the voice of a people called the Lakota Sioux.
Gregory Nostein, a member of the Native Village of Wales, says he supports the Standing Rock Sioux because he feels Native rights are often ignored. But he's okay with oil development if it's done responsibly.
Being for or against the oil pipelines here in Alaska, they've been providing revenues for our state for years.
Ada Coyle and her daughter Ashley Dr. Lara were at the demonstration. Dr. Lara was wearing traditional regalia of the Kodiak Island Sukpiuk people. Coyle says protecting water should be the number one priority.
You can't drink or eat money, but the water is there. We need it to drink, we need it to cook with, shower with, to cleanse us, you know.
Pipeline construction is on hold for now, while the Army Corps of Engineers reviews its earlier decisions to allow construction near tribal lands. Tomorrow, a coalition of big environmental groups is organizing a national day of action, calling on President Obama to revoke the Dakota Access Pipeline's permits. That includes protests in Fairbanks and Juneau. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.